Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the guest list. Now, I've been very excited for this one ever since I booked it in. He's a bit of a new artist on the scene, but his first track, Dance Attack, has done pretty well on the station. Good morning to Bobby Mayo.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good, thank you.
Do you now officially consider yourself a recording artist?
Yeah, I guess I officially do. Yeah, it's wow. Pretty cool.
Cool.
It's pretty
neat. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, on Guest List, we get you to pick some New Zealand songs you like, and we talk about them, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But before we get into that, let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
Bobby Mayo. Mm. Where did Bobby Mayo come from?
Bobby Mayo is, I think I like hate answering this question. It's such a good question, because I have like such like not a good story.
Oh, really?
Like, damn,
oh,
okay. I know, super cool for the radio. I was like, cool, I want to like do rap music. And I was like, I want to do something that is like silly, but not too silly.
Yeah.
But a little bit silly,
because yeah,
I
right.
like silliness.
Of course,
and
yeah.
I was like, Bobby Mayo, I was like, it's fun. There's a whole, like, condiment angle. I think it's just...
Totally.
I don't know, I think it's a little silly. If someone heard Bobby Mayo, they'd be like, yo, like, okay, this guy sounds a little goofy. But then also, yeah. It's like, they'd be like, yo, he's, like, too goofy. Like, I hope people...
Yeah, it's kind of striking a balance,
thank
right?
you, exactly. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's what I'm going for.
Now, yeah. are you particularly passionate about condiments?
I don't know, like, to a degree, I love mayonnaise, like, it's awesome,
yeah, right.
I think it's that whole, like, it sucks because it tastes so good, but, like, damn, it is, like, horrible for your body, but, I don't know, I'm a bit of a condiment man.
Is mayonnaise actually bad for you?
Yeah, nah, mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah, nah. Do you not know that?
No, I didn't.
No, mayonnaise is, like, not good for you, like, mayonnaise
really?
Is real bad, and not in an artistic sense, it's awesome, but, like, and like food wise, not good.
Oh,
not good.
I didn't know that. That's
nah,
really
very,
disappointing.
Very unhealthy. But it tastes great. Like,
I'm like a QP mayo guy.
Oh,
like,
that's good. Yeah.
I drown that anything yeah. in that shit. I didn't know it was bad for you. That's really
oh,
disappointing.
No. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. It's actually really good. You should have
thank
like lots
you.
Of that.
Thank
yeah.
you very much. So you came out with Dance Attack, which was a like a great first song, I
thank
think.
You.
A good like intro
thank you.
Piece into an artist. So where did Dance Attack come from?
Dance Attack, I wrote like, I feel like a good like half the lyrics of it last year when I first started really like writing like rap music. I'd made music before, like I played guitar for a couple of years, but I started writing rap music like a year ago, and then I started like learning Ableton this year, little amateur producer me, and then I really like, I don't know, I wanted to make something like a bit of a story and that was like fun and that was like a good like introduction to what the type of vibe my music is. And
yeah,
so
right,
I was like,
right.
I have like that big kind of like synth horn thing in like the chorus and I was like, that's just like fun and kind of like 90s and then like a bass line, which I think is kind of fun too. I don't know how well I'm explaining this, but like, I don't know, like Dance Attack, I think is fun. Like it's about like just having fun and like dancing
totally,
and
totally,
there's a whole
yeah.
story, that's the attack part, like an alien invasion. Like
yeah,
I just want it to be fun, like nothing that's taken too seriously, and that's kind of the point of Dance Attack, I guess.
So
yes.
As someone who has spent the year kind of really delving into the technical side of music, tell me, has it been easy for you? Is it?
I think like there's some times where you like make something and you're like, yo, this is awesome. Like, damn, like go me. And there's sometimes you just like try to do something and problem solve and you're just like, this is like the worst thing
right.
like ever. But I think for me, who's like only started like producing this year, I don't know, it's awesome. It takes a bit like to understand things and I'm still learning stuff. But I feel like once you get a lot of it, it's just like, it's so much easier. It's just getting through the part of like understanding how things
yeah,
work.
Yeah, right. What about in the case of like jargon and technical names for things?
Damn, like
is that hard to grasp?
People like sometimes talk about like producer things, like names of stuff, and I'm like, yeah, like yeah, totally, bro.
Yeah,
like, yeah, like 100%. And like, I feel I know the names. Could I specifically tell you what they do? Like from a technological
right,
standpoint,
yeah.
no. But like, do I know what it does to the sound by pressing the button? Yeah, I do.
Okay,
so
I think that's a promising result for
yeah,
like
I think so.
Budding music producers out there.
Thank
it
you.
Is doable.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So is there More to come. No, actually, don't answer that. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Let's get into your music choices now.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent choices.
Thank you.
Was I like entirely shocked by them? No. I thought this might be the route we go down. First of all, though, when I kind of pitched this to you, how easy was it to pick songs?
I feel like it wasn't too hard, to be honest. I was I don't know if I say the songs yet or if I like hold
no,
off
you
on
can,
it.
You can.
Okay.
So for our audience out there, we're starting with They Don't Know by Savage. Mm. And then followed by Sunrise by Wax Mustang.
Mm.
Now that one surprised me a little more. It shouldn't have, but were either of these picks kind of instant off the top of your head, like, I know I'm going to pick that song?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Like, they're pretty, if not 100%, like 95%. I don't know. These are songs I really like, and I'm like, these are super cool Kiwi songs, so yeah.
Okay, that is promising. First of all, They Don't Know. What year was this song? Like 2005?
Yeah, I think around that time. Yeah. I couldn't tell if it's some 2000s.
Do you remember it from then, or was it just like...
No, nah, I was like 4 years old, and I was just in I don't know, whatever Cocomelon was at that time. Like,
I thought that might be the case. Yeah. Anyway, how did you come to like the song?
Oh my god, this is like, it's one of my favorite songs ever. I literally like, I've always like, I've like known like off Savage, but like I never like, have like, I don't know, I haven't like, I've just like, you know, you hear an artist, but you haven't really heard too much.
Yeah, totally.
And so then I was at my flat last year, and then my friend was like, yo, like, Sav just playing at Mono. I was like, cool. All right, epic. And then they were like, let's like play some songs. And I was like, cool. And they played They Don't Know. And I literally was like, oh my God, this song is like awesome. I like played it on repeat for like that week on end, and just I kept, oh my god, it's so good. And I remember I saw it live and I was like, damn, this is epic. I wish I could see it again live, because I so much like fully appreciate it now. But I've heard about last year, and I've like never stopped listening to it. I remember I just like would sit in my bed and like have my like earbuds in, like listening to it. One time I just sat in my bed, listened to it for like an hour on repeat. So good. It's such a good song.
So it's kind of like, it's not love at first sight, it's love at first listen.
Listen.
No one's ever used that term, but we can point it. Okay, so for our listeners out there, it's an absolute classic. This is They Don't Know by Savage. Enjoy.
Straight, all the rumors true. Did you really do them things that you used to? Cause the girls at school say that I'm a fool, and they don't understand what I see you do. And I don't know why they bugging me, and they always start tripping when you hugging me. But I really think you're lovely, and I guess they can't get enough of me. And I'm sick of the she say, he say shit. What you done, where you been, and who you with? These girls and my friends, they just like to shine. All of a sudden they jealous cause I made you mine.
Neighborhood dudes think I'm no go, but they don't know. Girls at school think you's a fool, but they don't know. I could be yours, but they'll never know. They can't think whatever they like, but I want you to know.
Now here goes Charlie talking shit, telling all the boys you was on his tip. Now I don't wanna resort to this. If I have to, Charlie will be falling quick. And I don't understand why they all keep bugging. I walk in the room, nobody ain't say nothing. They always calling when they see you out clubbing.
Davidge, I think your girl was getting up to something.
Huh? Yo, that can't be true. Now you wouldn't be lying to my face now, would you? Besides, she was out with my sister, and they both told me you was trying to kick it with her. Friends, how many of us have them? Right before the time when they start backstabbing, huh? Never mind, ignore all of that. Now can you please give it up for Savage?
The neighborhood dudes think I'm no go, but they don't know. Girls at school think you's a fool, but they don't know. I could be yours, but they'll never know. They can't think whatever they like, but I want you to know.
They don't know. got this good thing going on.
From the streets to the room.
From the streets to the room. My steez is for you. When that's what I want you to know. They don't know.
No, no, no.
They don't even know. We got this good thing going on.
From the streets to the room.
From the streets to the room. My steez is for you. When that's what I want you to know.
A fool, but they don't know I could be yours, but they'll never know. They can't think whatever they like, but I want you to know. Neighborhood dudes think I'm no go, but they don't know. Girls at school think you's a fool, but they don't know I could be yours, but they'll never know. They can't think whatever they like.
What a song. Great, great first pick. Do you, I guess you remember, obviously, when you first heard this song, but I'm just trying to think, like, my God, it's just been part of the culture for so many years,
for sure.
That song. I just, like, I know it, but I don't know where I know it from, isn't it? It's so weird how music
so good.
Does that.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up is Wax Mustang.
Mm.
With his song Sunrise. Is Wax Mustang a bit of a role model for you?
Yeah, I guess in a way, as like a young Kiwi man who's done very well for himself in
extremely
hip-hop. Super cool stuff he does. Super cool. Yeah,
and
sure.
He's like, he's quite a character as well. Mm. And like certainly puts on a show.
For sure. I think.
Now, you're not at a performing stage yet.
No.
But are you going to be a sweaty, topless style rapper? Or like...
I wouldn't be out of the question, to be honest.
Right,
I definitely wouldn't be out of the question. That'd be fun. But I think Wax Mustang's pretty good.
Yeah. Really, he's kind of cornered the market.
I feel like I do my old Bobby Mayo twist.
Bobby Mayo twist. Ooh, there's a few dance moves in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, Sunrise. Why Sunrise?
Sunrise is, I remember I heard the song in my car and like, I like never like do this, but I literally like jaw dropped to myself in the car, like by how like good the song was and how like good this guy is at rapping. And I was like, I think it's so good because it's like, it makes you want to dance. Like it's so groovy.
Yeah.
And like, also just like a little bit silly too. I appreciate there's a little bit like, there's
totally,
like it's... Like, Wax Mustang, I feel like it's not taking himself too seriously all the time. And I think that's what makes this stuff, like, really awesome. And, like, you'll still listen and be like, this is dope as hell. Super cool.
Have you met him? Because I know a lot of people
I never met him. Had
the opportunity
I've never met him. I mean, I'd love to. But, he's super cool. Who knows?
I just know in person he'd be cool.
I bet he's super nice.
Yeah. So Sunrise is a great song. Would you say you're a Sunrise person?
I would like to be. I feel like
we all want to be. Yeah.
And like, but like, let's be realistic. But like, if I could, maybe.
I know. But sleeping is nice. In is so much fun.
So true. It's way better.
Sunset, so it's
like that's like beautiful
same
and stuff.
Thing,
yeah, yeah.
Isn't
just
it?
Like, I feel like way more like energized for that.
Not a bit totally. Of a point. I've been awake for at least 2 hours.
Yo, nice.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, thank you.
Very
thank
cool.
You.
I'm proud of you.
So right for our audience out there, here is pick number two for guest list this morning with Bobby Mayo. This is Sunrise by Wax Mustang. Jack Berry's also on this track, actually. Such a good track. Do enjoy it.
They there goes my phone. I'm out late dancing, baby, what you want? She looking for a man with his chest out. Plus I got the ponytail, I'm the best out. Hey now, watch how I move quickly. I know you saw that. I know we talk a lot, but mommy, he ain't all that. Groovy, baby. Jeans that can soothe me, baby. I know I talk a lot, but can you let me prove it, baby? Her reply was a simple no. Left me on the patio with half a bone and a dinner roll. Is you that girl that I see round? If so, baby, I'll see you round. Next 6 months, strictly payphones and cigarettes. Pocket full of loose chain, cause I ain't got a check yet. Best believe when that shit clears. Hand-fed grapes and sun, oh yeah, I keep it groovy, baby. I love my baby, yup, yup, I love my chick. I love my baby, yup, yup, I love my chick. I dipped out the back all leather. I feel best in Spanish weather. I do. Proof is in the pudding. There ain't no Baidu for me. Simple few for me. So I pull over to the side of the road. I said, baby, do you know what I'm stopping you for? She said, my good son, tell me what you wishing. Rome wasn't built in a day. You get the vision if cosmos crashing, Cupid falls. Loopholes open, baby, I'm all yours. Hit Magic City, I can walk through walls. Or some Chris Angel float across the room when I walk. Damn, hold up. Butter, baby, not butter bean. When I think about it, everyone should love me. The Big Lebowski, full-blooded. Gold pedigree, jewels flooded.
And that is Sunrise by Wax Mustang. Such a good song. What are you up to for the summer, Mr. Bobby Mayo?
Damn, I'm just working. Hey, and then also working on new music as well.
Yeah.
Right, just kind of nice. That. Not much planned.
What do you do for work?
I work at a shoe store.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then I've found full-time work at another shoe store. So that's pretty cool. It's crazy.
Okay, yeah. What so kind of shoes? Because I like shoes. What are we talking about? Like industrial work shoe? A fashionable shoe?
Oh, kind of like Crocs.
Crocs?
Yeah.
Fucking love a pair of Crocs.
Super dope. Yeah, no, they're super
hell
cool.
Hell yeah. You're not wearing Crocs, so.
I'm not, but I haven't started. So, yeah, no.
Right, okay. Well, that's very exciting. And music to come. Can you give us any hints, clues, or is it all under wraps?
I have my second song, which I just about finished. I'm just getting it mastered now.
It is called
Funk It Up.
Funk It Up.
Yeah, that's about it so
that's
far.
Hot. I love
but
that.
But yeah, nah, I'm excited to put that one out. Yeah.
And is your third song coming? I'm really putting the pressure on
the
now.
Third song is like in the pipeline right now. Like it's cool. Mostly all like written and all that. I just have to like get... continuing that process.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, that is so exciting. Well, I'd say, like, you, for a first song, you've done bloody well.
Thank you.
It was a fun song. And it's gotten in our top 10 a couple of times as well. Which, by the way, audience, if you download the RDU app, you can vote for any song you like. Yeah, no, you can do that. Hey, Bobby Mayo, thank you so very much for joining me this morning. It's much, much appreciated. What are you up to for the rest of your day?
Oh, no, I'm just going to go to school, eat some lunch, probably like a sandwich.
Yeah, you know? Cool, hell yeah.
Probably some mayo in it.
Yeah, I was going to...
It's crazy, I found out now that it's... unhealthy.
Yeah, I know, that's so disappointing.
Super unfair, honestly. Big mayo.
Is it any less healthy than, say, like a tomato sauce?
Honestly, like, I don't want to like spread misinformation on air, you know, without knowing
that's
stuff.
Fair.
But
that's
like,
fair.
I don't want to. Maybe I shouldn't comment on that.
I was thinking about mustard the other day,
okay.
And I was like,
kind of betrayed, but that's fine. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Sorry. No, but I was just thinking, like, mustard gas is a thing.
Right.
Like, how Like, how different is the mustard we eat consumed compared to mustard gas? Obviously, they're not the exact same thing.
Okay.
But they must have some relation there.
Like, I feel like you've thought about this
quite a bit. I have. And I mean, if we're now discovering that mayo's unhealthy, I'm sorry, but someone shining a light on mustard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dodgy one to me.
For sure.
I don't trust mustard at all.
Who does?
Anyway, that is enough shit chat from me. Bobby Mayo, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And if our listeners want to keep up to date with you on what you're doing, where your music is, where can they catch you?
Again, you can find my Instagram page at it's Bobby Mayo. And I have like a YouTube channel and a TikTok where all the kids are on.
Oh, a TikTok.
All the youth.
Hip and cool.
Yeah.
Have you gone viral yet?
I haven't gone viral. It's crazy.
Give it time. It will.
Yeah, no.